The ancient Essenes say, in the words of their time recorded in these scrolls, is that we have come to this world for one reason, above all other reasons. Of the many, many, many things that we may do here, there is one reason above all others, that we have come to this world to love and to find a love here that is even greater than any love known by the angels of the heavens. And the first time I read that, I thought, how can that be? I thought the angels of the heavens are the greatest examples of the deepest love that could ever be known in creation. And as I have gone on to understand more of what this ancient lineage of wisdom says to us, what I begin to understand is that there's something happening in our world here on earth, in the presence of one another. It's like we are pushed to the very edge of who we believe we are. We're pushed to the boundaries of the way we've defined ourselves. Sometimes we're pushed right over the edge of those boundaries. And it's only in the presence of our love that we survive to love again. And I can say that it works, because it is our love that has carried us through the great suffering and the greatest atrocities and the greatest tragedies ever recorded in human history. What these texts say is that each time we find a new way to love in the presence of our greatest challenges here, all beings in all worlds benefit, because they now have learned a new way to love. And in that way, we are pioneers, pioneering new feeling, new emotion in our bodies. Well, the texts take us one step further. They say one more thing. This is very telling. They say the only difference between the angels of the heavens and those who walk this earth is that the angels of the heavens remember that they're angels. This implies that we upon this earth may have forgotten of our angelic heritage. And if that word doesn't work in your vocabulary, simply think of us as powerful beings of the greatest possibilities of what it means to be human in this world, walking this earth, to demonstrate our great possibilities and our potential to others. Ancient traditions remind us, now our own science suggests, that there is, in fact, a power that lives within each of us. We find this force as the quality of feeling that we hold in our hearts in each moment, in each day. 1700 years ago, the power of our feeling world was edited from our most sacred text. In the moment that that happened, we were cast upon a path that has led us to the external technology of our world today, where we have built so many machines around us to support our lives and our beliefs and our lifestyles. Now what we know, as well as our outer technology, has served us. We understand that it's incomplete without its complement, the gift of our inner technology. And I believe that this is crucial. It's a pivotal moment in human history. I believe history will look to this moment, to this generation, the first years of the 21st century, and they'll say, this is when the people of Earth chose life. This is when they remembered the power of the presence that lives within them. This is when they married that inner technology with the power of the machines they built around them, and that is why they have sustained the power of love and compassion and life for so long. I believe that is the legacy of this time in history. The best minds of our time suggest that within the early portion of the 21st century, within the first decades of this millennium, we may witness the greatest challenges ever to face humankind in recorded history. They also suggest that our outer technologies may fail us in addressing these great challenges. A 2,000-year-old scroll written by the great prophet Isaiah describes precisely such possibilities in a language we're just beginning to understand. In the words of his day, he showed us the darkest of the dark, the lightest of the light, existing in the same instant in time as our future. In addition to sharing his visions of our future, however, Isaiah carries this one step further by actually describing the science of how we choose which of those futures we experience. As we become these things, This is what we may expect in our lives. Our ability to make those conscious choices is the power that lives within us. Each time we choose, we experience the Isaiah effect.
This concludes The Isaiah Effect, flute music by Greg Braden. For more information on programs and workshops with Greg Braden, please contact Sacred Spaces Ancient Wisdom, P.O. Box 5182, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87502, or call 505-424-6892. To order additional copies of this audio program, or to receive a free catalog of Wisdom for the Inner Life, please visit Sounds True at www.soundstrue.com or call Sounds True 800-333-9185 or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado 80306. Thank you for listening.